All right, let's do the old switching of the gears, ladies and gentlemen. You know, it was a number that we heard yesterday, and it's all regarding what's happening right now with the COVID situation having hit the million number, the number of 1 million as far as people lost over the last couple of years. Certainly of significance, Dr. Dean Finelli, patent regulatory transactional attorney in the Washington, D.C. Office of Cooley, LLP, focusing on the issues related to development, protection, and commercialization of biotech and pharmaceutical products. Certainly with what's going on, Dr. Finelli, great having you on the show. You know, it's an eye-opener. You know you were going to hit this so-called milestone. And it's really a point of reflection as far as where we were and where we are now.
Good morning. It's good to join you. It really is. And when you look back at this, you know, it's, at least in my opinion, really shocking that, you know, with all the technology and despite the fact that, you know, the incredible achievement of having two vaccines authorized or three even within a year, to still hit this number is just really shocking. I mean, you look back to the Spanish flu 100 years ago, and obviously it's not an apples-to-apples comparison, but in that regard, you know, you had about 700,000 Americans die from that, give or take, and now here we are 100 years later with all the advancements in science and technology, and they're still eclipsing that number.
Yeah, it's... You know, we've come a long way, but I'll tell you, the beat goes on, especially, you know, when you are paying attention to the CDC and prevention, especially here on the island, elevating both Nassau and Suffolk counties. They are calling a community-level risk of COVID-19 transmission too high, and now you have public officials urging many to wear the mask indoors, public locations, you know, that type of thing. So the change, I guess it puts Long Island right now in the most high risk of designations. And we've seen these steady increases in cases in recent months. We know it's being fueled by the spread of the Omicron subvariants. Maybe the mask mandates, you know, kind of ending the schools, other crowded indoor buildings. Nonetheless, you got to be vigilant and everything else with those around. But the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention coming out yesterday, what did you think of that statement, sir?
Well, we are going to continue to see this. I think, you know, in the U.S., we're obviously in a very good position. But nonetheless, as you mentioned, these numbers, we're going to continue to see cases pop up in these small areas. And, you know, when we look back at this, this can't be a situation where we're just saying, for, you know, the big pop. The pandemic is definitely not over. So I think that's, you know, we have to keep reminding Americans of that. I know we're all sick of it. We want to be through it, but the this is still a global pandemic, and we know these stuff.
We're losing you a little bit there. Let's see if we can get you in a better spot. But do you think, you know, a lot of people are saying, well, wait a minute now. Let's not panic. We're not in a crisis mode. But then you have the CDC coming out yesterday. Was it the right thing to do to kind of issue these types of, you know, so-called warnings and everything else? Is it just something to make sure people are, you know, just keep everybody on their toes, that type of stuff, you know, take precautions when you can, one of those types of deals?
Yeah, I think that's exactly what it is. You know, I mean, if that's the role of the CDC and the FDA, to keep the public informed, to advise the public, and so I think it was appropriate to do that. But I think, as you mentioned, you know, we have to keep it in perspective. We have diagnostics, we have therapeutics available, we obviously have vaccines. But again, you know, looking back at hitting that million number, still is very shocking in this day and age to hit that. But I do think it was the appropriate call by the CDC.
I always look at these positivity rates, you know. As a whole, Long Island's seven-day rate was about 10.5. Now, comparatively, the rates on the island a year ago, Dr. Dean Finelli, was hovering about 1% before soaring. Remember that whole thing, before it soared to nearly 27% in January amidst the rapid spread of the original Omicron. So it's interesting when you kind of compare and everything else of what we have now and what we were a year ago, you know?
That's absolutely right. And the thing to really keep in mind is, you know, as we just discussed, it's, we're still in the middle of this, and it's not unrealistic or even unlikely to have another variant pop up that is similar to Omicron or Delta. And, you know, we're just keeping our fingers crossed that if something like that does pop up, you know, that either A, we have vaccines that handle it, or more importantly, that the mortality rate does not increase, because, you know, it's we're still in this, and yet we just have to be, as you said, vigilant.
You look back on things. Can you give us, you know, some of the key insights that we know now, but maybe didn't know when the pandemic first started? What do you take out of this at this point in time?
Well, I think the, you know, the key thing, you know, when we look back at the coronavirus, and, you know, one of the big problems with it was asymptomatic transmission. And I think, you know, that just took, if we recall back in March of 2020, you know, public health officials were saying, you know, don't wear masks, save them for our first line responders. And then immediately, you know, when we learned about asymptomatic transmission about a month later, that story changed. So I think, and what that elucidated was, you know, the need for diagnostic testing in these situations. Diagnostic testing only recently got to where it needed to be. So, you know, when I look back on this, I think the real game changer for the coronavirus, in my opinion, is this asymptomatic transmission and the delay in getting diagnostics that we needed, because, you know, we had healthy people, or relatively healthy people who thought they were healthy, walking around who were infected and spreading the virus. So, you know, that is really what put us in this situation.
You know, the one thing I always say to folks out there when I have conversations, the efficacy is still there. I mean, 93-94% as far as the vaccines are concerned, Moderna, Pfizer, that's going to lower your hospitalization rate and eventual deaths, the importance of the vaccine, no?
Absolutely right. And, you know, even the current vaccines are still geared toward the original strain. But as you mentioned, they do a great job of keeping people out of the hospital, preventing death. There are new vaccines that are being developed that are Omicron specific. So, you know, the likelihood of having a more targeted approach when it comes to the current variant, you know, we're probably in the short term there when those are authorized. But again, it's, you know, we do have the tools. It's just a matter of being vigilant and keeping, as the CDC did, keeping Americans, you know, on guard and advising them, you know, we're still having those warnings. We're still in the midst of this, and, you know, to be responsible and vigilant.
And they, you know, to me, it's about the information. Okay. We're getting a lot. We've had a lot of misinformation. We've had a lot of people on the fence. They don't trust what the government is saying, the division and everything else. So with that being said, where are we headed? I mean, to put the pandemic behind us, that's still in question. We're looking maybe, you know, and we say these things mutate. We know we're seeing subvariant, Omicron subvariants right now. We probably will see another resurgence in the fall, and this will happen for years to come. And that's what we're all about right now. No, do you see any change as far as what I said?
I don't. I think you're absolutely right. You know, we will have Omicron specific vaccines, but there's likely going to be a surge in the fall. I mean, that's, you know, when flu season starts, when respiratory virus season starts. So you're absolutely right. Hopefully those new vaccines will be authorized that are specific to Omicron. But you're right. A new variant, unfortunately, could pop up. And it's absolutely 100% about factual information coming out of FDA and CDC.
Come on, Doc. We really don't know a lot about this fourth booster. We haven't gotten anything definitive regarding that. Do you see anything down the pike as far as some significance as a statement of some kind here regarding that booster shot coming into play or no?
You know, at this point, I think it would be premature for the general public. We know that fourth booster is available to high-risk individuals, and, you know, that goes to the waning immunity that, you know, we need a more durable vaccine, and hopefully the new vaccines that are being developed will last a little longer, because, you know, it's really unrealistic to ask Americans, you know, absent that specific group that's high risk, to ask the general public to keep getting vaccinated, you know, multiple times a year. I think we need a durable vaccine that is a once-a-year shot that we can, you know, kind of treat similar to the flu.
No question. Dr. Dean Finelli, patent regulatory transactional attorney in the nation's capital office of Cooley, LLP. All of the focus on issues related to the development, protection, and the commercialization of biotech pharmaceutical products. Until next time, sir, you stay well.
Likewise. Thank you.